From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. Indonesian President Joko Widodo is set to attend in person the 26th United Nations Climate Change Conference, or COP26, in Scotland next month, officials confirmed on Tuesday, as the leader looks to bolster Indonesia's global credential as it takes on a defining G20 presidency. President Jokowi will head to Glasgow for the crucial summit after visiting Rome, Italy, to attend the G20 summit and take over the reins of the club of the world's largest economies. The trip will be Jokowi's first abroad since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Head of the Health Handling Division at the Indonesian government's COVID-19 Task Force, Alexander Ginting, called for continuing the implementation of community activity restrictions, or PPKM, despite the number of daily cases having decreased. Ginting called on the public to always maintain health protocols, such as implementing the 3M comprising wearing masks, washing hands, and maintaining distance. He also reminded the government to always follow 3T, testing, tracing, and treatment, and also expedite vaccinations. Based on data obtained from the Ministry of Health, the Task Force for COVID-19 Handling and data from the provinces in Java, Bali, the number of positive cases had decreased. Sustainable economy is one of the keys to driving national recovery from the impacts of COVID-19. Board of the Indonesian National Accountant Association, or IAI, Chairman Mardiasmo stated. Speaking at the International Tax Conference 2021 in Jakarta on Tuesday, Mardiasmo noted economic recovery, both domestic and global, should be sustainable in order to create a quality economy. He pointed out that Indonesia, as the only G20 member in the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, supports the acceleration of sustainable economic recovery as reflected through the Golden Indonesia 2045 vision. This effort is becoming increasingly relevant since Indonesia will assume the role of G20 presidency in 2022 so that this goal can pursued optimally. The Proud of Made in Indonesia Products movement, or Gernas BBI, is expected to encourage, revive, and restore the village and national economy. Minister of Villages, Development of Disadvantaged Regions and Transmigration, Abdul Halim Iskandar, has said. The minister informed at the launch of the Gernas BBI Go Borneo initiative in Samarinda, East Kalimantan on Tuesday, Gernas BBI has helped, stipulated, and inspired small and medium-sized micro-enterprises, village-owned enterprises, and joint village-owned enterprises to grow and push village growth as well as recover the national economy. Polish ambassador to Indonesia Beata Stojizonka on Tuesday lauded the Indonesian government for its successful implementation of measures to reduce a spike in COVID-19 cases earlier this year. The Polish ambassador compared the situation in Indonesia when the number of COVID-19 cases soared in mid-2021, reaching a peak in June and July, with the current situation when coronavirus infections have begun to decline. Ambassador Stojizonska said in a special interview with Antara in Jakarta on Tuesday, the Polish government is ready to help if Indonesia needs additional doses of COVID vaccines for its national vaccination program. Poland has expressed an interest in participating in the meeting of the Group of 20 Major World Economies, or G20, in 2022 during Indonesia's presidency. According to Ambassador Stojizonska, the Polish high-level delegation can contribute to the G20 summit by sharing the views of Poland and Central Europe that have not been represented in the G20. She further said that Poland is looking at the possibility of participating in the G20 meeting, which will be hosted by Indonesia next year. As a co-sponsor in a working group involving high-ranking officials, experts, and professionals, the Polish embassy in Jakarta also stated Indonesia and Poland could specifically identify some shared values and interests that could be voiced at the G20 summit and ministerial meeting next year. We end the news with the international news about Alok Sharma, the UK's president-designate of the UN Climate Change Conference, or COP26, to be held from October 31st to November 12th in Glasgow, urged world leaders on Tuesday to honor the promises made at the Paris Climate Conference in 2015 to limit the global temperature increase to 1.5 Celsius. After recalling the commitments made in the French city in 2015, the British government officials stressed that the responsibility to deliver such pledges rests ultimately with world leaders. Well, listener, that was the news.
Listener, here is commentary. The title of commentary for today's edition is China-Taiwan Tensions in a Geopolitical Perspective. The Chinese government's efforts to realize the One China policy are still hampered by the problem of Taiwan. The Western country's stance behind Taiwan is indeed a challenge for Beijing. Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen recently stressed that she would not submit to and become part of mainland China. This statement will not only strain relations with China, but may also encourage the Western countries behind Taiwan to increase their support. Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen, in her October 10, 2021 speech, stressed that she would defend sovereignty and democracy in her territory. The first female president since 1996 stressed that there was no turning back to safeguard Taiwan's sovereignty. Tsai Ing-wen's assertion, delivered in a speech at the commemoration of Taiwan's National Day, came after Chinese President Xi Jinping pledged to realize China's peaceful reunification. Ironically, the promise of peaceful reunification was revealed during a fairly large and provocative military exercise by flying a number of fighter jets. There was even a practice landing on the beach not far from the island of Taiwan. Along with the tension, it was reported that the commander of the Taiwan Army, Su Yanpu, had visited the United States. Meanwhile, several European countries have also shown their support for Taiwan, both in the form of political rhetoric and displays of war power. Regarding the escalation of tension in Taiwan-China relations and the attention of foreign countries towards Thailand, it can actually be seen from the geographical position of the country. The island of Taiwan, located not far from mainland China, makes it a strategic point in terms of Indo-Pacific geopolitics. For China, reunification is ideal because by unifying Taiwan, Beijing will have a strategic point in the Pacific for its defense. As for the United States as well as Japan, the existence and independence of Taiwan is important, related to the security and geopolitical strategy of the Pacific region. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on October 13, 1952 about the birth of Margaret Thatcher. Margaret Hilda Thatcher was a British politician, Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, with the longest tenure of the 20th century, from 1979 to 1990. A Soviet journalist dubbed her the Iron Lady, a term which was later associated with her politic and leadership style. As Prime Minister, she implemented conservative policies, which later became known as Thatcherism. Moving on to an event on October 13, 1972 about Aeroflot Flight 217 airplane accident. Aeroflot Flight 217 was an international passenger flight from Orly Airport in Paris to Sheremetyevo International Airport in Moscow. On October 13, 1972, the Ilyushin 262 plane crashed while flying close to Sheremetyevo. All 164 passengers and 10 crew members died in the accident. The victims included 118 Russians, 38 Chileans, 6 Algerians, 1 East German, and 1 Australian. We end today in history with an event on October 13, 2010 about International Day for Disaster Reduction. International Day for Disaster Reduction was designed by the General Assembly of the United Nations to encourage people and governments to take part in building communities and societies that are resilient to natural disasters. This commemoration was originally observed every second Wednesday in October. This is part of the proclamation of the International Decade for Natural Disaster Risk Reduction, which began in 1990. In 2002, the United Nations decided to maintain its efforts to reduce the impact and mitigation of global natural disasters by establishing an International Day of Commemoration, which is observed every year. In 2009, the United Nations General Assembly designated October 13 as International Day for Disaster Reduction. Well, listener, that was Today in History.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is about Indonesian Transportation Ministry ensures the readiness of international arrival at Ngurah Rai Airport. Indonesian Transportation Ministry's Director General for Air Transportation, Novie Rianto, ensured the readiness of Bali's Igusti Ngurah Rai Airport ahead of its international flight opening on October the 14th. Novie, in a statement on Sunday, said the readiness was shown among many by doing a service simulation at the International Arrival Terminal. The simulation was held on October the 9th, involving 90 participants from the airport community. Novie said everything is ready. Further, Novie said some service facilities are ready and operating at the International Arrival Terminal. This includes the health protocol facilities, such as examination room for passengers with body temperature above 38 Celsius degree, health document inspection room, 20 rooms for PCR test, immigration inspection, baggage handling system, thermostat, flight information display system, customs checking spot, and holding area for PCR test waiting room. The Air Transport Director General asked the airport operator and related stakeholders to keep coordinating in creating a good service. This is to prevent obstruction in the passengers' arrival process. Novie Rianto affirmed the success of Bali will be a reference for other regions in gradually opening tourism for international market.
Sejak kau ada di dunia, aku tak menyangka. Tetapi aku percaya, dan waktu terus berlalu, kau buat semuanya. Kulihat keajaiban, oh yeah. Kau jatuh dari surga, kau jatuh dari surga, kau malaikat yang tak bersayap. Surga.
Welcome to the new normal. Now, we are facing uncertainties. Uncertain of when the pandemic will end, and also many other uncertainties. Coronavirus pandemic has changed many aspects of our lives. If you want to survive from this pandemic, you should prepare to adapt and live the new normal. In the prediction of the new normal, health and hygiene became the top commodity. Fear of getting infected makes people keep their health and hygiene more tightly when going outside. There will be sinks everywhere. Hand sanitizer becomes the most wanted goods. People wear masks everywhere. Always keep your distance when doing activities. And avoid crowds. Also, you should not make any physical contact, even just for shaking hands. Vitamins will be consumed as many as food. Before traveling, people will have their temperature checked and will not be permitted to proceed if found not healthy. Temperature will always be checked during social activities like at malls, restaurants, or everywhere. It's also possible in near future, people must bring personal health document when traveling, or health tracking system at airports and other transportation terminals can be more practical and efficient. Well then, welcome to the new normal.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
This magnificent colonial-style building is a silent witness to the history of the development of Bogor City. Located next to the Bogor Palace, which is currently the official residence of the President of Indonesia, this old building did not just sit there. This historic building can be said to be luckier than other historical buildings because, until now, it still has the same function, namely as a hotel. Salak Heritage Hotel staff named Asia told a little about the history of this old building that was built in 1856.
Di tahun 1856, Hotel Salak ini bernama Binnenhof Hotel yang dimiliki oleh keluarga.
In 1856, the Salak Hotel was named the Binnenhof Hotel. It was owned by the family of the Dutch governor named General Charles Ferdinand Pahud. But in 1913, the hotel was in financial crisis, and a few years later, it went bankrupt, and the name of this hotel was changed to NV American Hotel, and this hotel was liquidated by EA Debates in 1922. Which is the larger shareholder of NV American Hotel, and the name of this hotel again changed to Debates Hotel. Then the hotel changed the owners, and the hotel changed its names to Bellevue Debates in 1932. During the Japanese colonial period, this 54-room hotel was turned into the Japanese military headquarters Kempatai from 1942 to 1945. after the Japanese colonial period ended. In 1948, this building was handed over to the Indonesian government for renovation and refunction as a hotel. Asia also said that this old hotel was one of the hotels that accommodated the delegates of the first Asian-Africa conference, which took place in 1955.
Lalu hotel ini diserahkan kepada pemerintah Indonesia.
This hotel was handed over to the Indonesian government in 1948, and the hotel was renovated and changed its name to Hotel Salak, which is taken from the name Gunung Salak, which means silver. Then, in 1955, it became one of the hotels used in the first Asia-Africa conference. Preserving historical building is one of the keys to the sustainability of culture in Indonesia. You can also participate in maintaining it. That was Indonesian Wonder.
Jangan dekat atau jangan datang kepadaku lagi. Aku semakin tersiksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu, tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Tuhan, maafkan diri ini yang tak pernah bisa menjauh dari angan tentangnya. Namun apalah daya ini bila ternyata selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Tuhan, maafkan diri ini yang tak pernah bisa menjauh dari angan tentang. Bila ternyata sesungguhnya
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about berwisata, which means traveling. So stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Fasilitas Apa Saja Di Sini, which means what facilities are there? Kevin is in a hotel for check-in. Kevin asked the hotel staff about facilities in the hotel. Let's listen to the conversation.
Fasilitas apa saja di sini?
Ada kolam renang dan restoran.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Fasilitas. Fasilitas, which means facilities. Fasilitas apa saja di sini? Fasilitas apa saja di sini? Which means what facilities are there? Kolam renang. Kolam renang, which means swimming pool. Restoran. Restoran, which means restaurant. Ada kolam renang dan restoran. Ada kolam renang dan restoran. Which means there are swimming pool and restaurant. In the dialogue, you hear a question by using the question word apa saja. It is used in the dialogue to ask the kinds of facilities in the hotel. Let's listen to the other examples of asking a kind of something. Makanan apa saja di sini? Makanan apa saja di sini? Which means, what food are there? Ada nasi, mie goreng, dan sup. Ada nasi, mie goreng, dan sup. Which means, there are rice, fried noodle, and soup. Minuman apa saja di sini? Minuman apa saja di sini? Which means, what drinks are there? Ada kopi, teh, dan susu. Ada kopi, teh, dan susu. Which means there are coffee, tea, and milk. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Fasilitas apa saja di sini?
Ada kolam renang dan restoran.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Thank you.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now I would like to present a song from West Java entitled Manuk Dadali. The song Manuk Dadali was composed by Sambas Mangundikarta, a broadcaster and songwriter. In Indonesian language, Manuk Dadali means Garuda bird. Indeed, the lyrics of the song tell about Garuda bird as a symbol of the Indonesian state. The lyrics also mention that Garuda bird can fly highly and bravely. It is respected by other birds. All the characteristics of Garuda bird reflect the characteristics of Indonesian people. Moreover, the lyrics of the song Manuk Dadali also describe the harmonious life of Indonesian people who love and defend one another. Well, listener, here is the song Manuk Dadali by Mae Nur Hayati. Happy listening!
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Layangan puting nu nu ditatar di pulut ku tali gaib entong salempang mun kuring miang ditatar ditatar Sunda di pulutnya balik deui ka dieu yeuh masing percaya bulan teh lang layangan puting nu ditatar di pulut ku tali gaib entong salempang mun kuring miang ditatar ditatar Sunda di pulutnya balik deui ka dieu yeuh masing percaya bedil geus di peloran granat geus di sorendang ieu kuring arek miang jeung pasukan Siliwangi ka Jogja hijrah taat parentah bedil geus di peloran granat geus di sorendang ieu kuring arek miang jeung pasukan Siliwangi ka Jogja hijrah taat parentah layangan puting nu ditatar di pulut ku tali gaib entong salempang mun kuring miang ditatar ditatar Sunda di pulutnya balik deui ka dieu yeuh masing percaya bulan teh lang layangan puting nu ditatar di pulut ku tali gaib entong salempang mun kuring miang ditatar ditatar Sunda di pulutnya balik deui ka dieu yeuh masing percaya bedil geus di peloran granat geus di sorendang ieu kuring arek miang jeung pasukan Siliwangi ka Jogja hijrah taat parentah bedil geus di peloran granat geus di sorendang ieu kuring arek miang jeung pasukan Siliwangi ka Jogja hijrah taat parentah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.